First of all, you might think, well, anybody who has a history of criminality could never fit into that category. But what happens when some of the world's greatest actors put a film together like The Goodfellas based on the life of this man? It's Henry Hill. Hello, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. Now, I've been looking into your history. My goodness, what a time you've had.
Oh, yeah. It was good and bad. You know, a little of each.
Absolutely. I mean, when you were a little kid growing up in Brooklyn, was criminality always going to be the thing you were going to do? Or was there never a chance for you just to be an ordinary person?
Well, you know, I tried so many times as a kid, and my parents also, you know, tried to whack the shit right into me, you know. But I don't know. You know, I was intoxicated by that lifestyle as a, you know, 9 or 10 year old kid.
Right.
You know, it was something that, I mean, these guys were the heroes in our neighborhood. They were the, the guys that we looked up to,
sure.
The gangsters.
Yeah, but how was that the case? Because in Britain, right now, people have that same problem with their kids. They're looking up to the guys that are causing trouble and robbing and stealing. And as a nation, we're desperate to try and find a way to stop that happening and have them look up to footballers, you know, people who do well in society. Was there no baseball player you could have looked up to rather than a guy that was holding a liquor store?
Oh, sure. But it wasn't guys that were holding up liquor stores that I was in trail by. It was guys that, were the gangsters, were the real gangsters, the real mafia dudes.
Right.
Now, they drove Cadillacs and they wore pinky rings in the neighborhood of just normal people.
So they stood
up, normal, hardworking, blue collar people.
So they were standing out like a sore thumb in that world, I guess, because they were the ones looking like the superstars.
They were the superstars in our neighborhood.
Right. Now, you had a connection with a particular mafia family. I always presumed that anybody that was in that world, if you gave up anybody from the family, that was the end of you, and it very nearly was the end of you, wasn't it?
Oh, quite precisely. I had to go into the witness protection program. But I'm going to tell you, at the end, it all came down to greed and egos,
right.
That was it. And they went after my family at the end.
Yeah.
You know, it was about money. It was about people, you know, worried about themselves.
Right.
And egos.
Was,
you know, period.
Was witness protection the only thing that stopped you getting executed by your own?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It just seems that once you do that, you're forever on the run. And I know when you were in witness protection, they had you all over the country, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like? Because you'd spent your whole life in that world, and not just in that world, but loving being in that world, and now all of a sudden...
It was a culture shock.
Yeah.
It was difficult, real difficult.
Yeah, but...
You know, for myself, my family, mainly for my family.
Yeah.
You know, but it was real difficult. But, it was either that or death, so it was... it's not a hard decision to make.
Not really. But it's when you're in witness, obviously I've never been in witness protection. When you are, do they get you a job? I know they will change your name and they'll give you another place to live, but do they give you jobs? Do they recreate your entire character?
Not at all. I praise them. They did a great job with me. I mean, that's such a great job.
Right.
But... They kept me alive. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And
okay.
I tried on, in 10 major trials.
Mm.
So, I mean, I wasn't home. They relocated me in bumfuck Egypt. Some of these places I never even heard of. You know, towns of 4,000 people, 6,000 people.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you not stick out like a sore thumb in those places, Henry?
I had to go get new wardrobes every place I lived.
Now, having watched the film, and we've I mean, obviously, The Goodfellas, one of the